This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day, Health on the Air now. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Marlboro, Florida. In the next hour, we're going to be going through a number of the issues of the day when it comes to your health and well-being, number of items that have been studied. Certainly, we spend time talking about COVID-19. I call it the Chinese virus. I don't call it COVID-19, but to each his own. There are a lot of things going on from the specifics of the technology that is used to work on all of this and the reporting that's done by all these major medical journals. That's what Ken looks at every week to report to us. First thing is a focus on The Lancet, and they're rolling back their what they earlier had said about the malaria drug, and is this a look at both malaria and the malaria drug and the Z-Pak, or
well,
what is?
Let's widen this out a little bit before we hone down. Let's just do a general update because there's been so much fake news printed about hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc. Let's just back it up a little bit. What we know, the person who started all this was Dr. Didier Raoul's group in Marseille, France. Dr. Didier Raoul and his group of 200 infectious disease doctors, investigators at the medical school in Marseille. He is the most cited infectious disease doctor in Europe, the seventh most cited infectious disease doctor in all of the world, and that is one objective measure of how much impact and importance you are as a clinical investigator. So an amazing person until he stepped in it by recommending and coming up with this novel idea of treating this new deadly, potentially deadly disease, COVID-19, with a combination of hydroxychloroquine, which has been approved since the 1960s. Anyone who was in Vietnam took it on a regular basis to prevent malaria. And combined, Dr. Raoul combined it with an antibiotic, azithromycin. A couple months ago, Doug called me all of a sudden, had heard about this, and I'm scratching my head. What is Doug thinking? An antibiotic for a virus? I don't get it. And then I looked at it that afternoon and discovered the work of back in March of Dr. Raoul when he had just about 26 patients. He now has, to this morning, because his group publishes it, updates it every day on their website, it's open to anybody, 3,316 patients, and he has only 18 deaths in his group, and this turns out to a mortality of 0.5%. And this is remarkable data. And this is an outstanding medical scientist. And what his group stresses is you have to treat early and you have to treat aggressively. They treat with 30 doses of hydroxychloroquine, 3 a day for 10 days. And they get in there immediately after the diagnosis is made. And then they do an EKG immediately to screen the very few who you don't want to give this combination to. And then after 2 days of treatment, they do another electrocardiogram, and they haven't had a single heart issue with this combination. And you read the mainstream press, this combination's killing people, causing heart problems, killing, nonsense. killing.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a bunch of BS. And The Lancet, which has been The Lancet, who's been a big culprit in publishing all this BS and turning and making people afraid of it and running away from it, The Lancet this morning had to retract their BS and had to admit that it's BS. And this is hurts me so much as a medical researcher because we depend on peer-reviewed journals to be honest accurate and not
fake. All right,
fake.
So I'm trying to figure out which is BS. Did they now say that this is a good combination?
No,
or are they going? They
all,
had said that before now.
The Lancet has been bashing this combination, that it causes disease, it causes heart, and it doesn't work. It doesn't do anything for COVID, and it just causes bad heart problems. And there's been one publication after another in Lancet, and they've had to retract it all because they've admitted the data was coming in is fake. Right. And this is an amazing
Well,
admission.
But at least they're on that page now. And we, my question to you
no, but
about
it was
your
pointed
colleagues.
Out to them by other investigators who looked at their data. You see, just wait a second. I could invent, I could develop an experimental protocol to prove that it doesn't work. I would give it to the sickest patients right before they were about to expire in an inadequate dose. And if you look at all these experiments that report that it doesn't work, that's what they do. That is what they do. And NYU, on the other hand, just reported 44% improved survival when they combined hydroxychloroquine with azithromycin and zinc. So it's just very, very troubling that politics
would get
involved in all this.
Here's an observation from an outsider who reviews. I do three or four or five different radio programs, including a daily show. And I'm in touch with all the issues, and I listen to people talk about how they get their news, where information comes from, what's reliable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This, to me, smacks of two things. One, thinking that doctors don't know how to think for themselves, or way too many of them, either they rely on so-called educated studies, or what do you call it, studies are done.
Look, it's doctors are reporting this.
I understand that, but the regular news cycle, the news sources confuse people. Now this stuff from a specialized field like medicine, they're doing the same thing, confusing people. So who's going to know? You know, we talk about science and
that's what's
and
so
evidence based and all that stuff.
There's no such thing anymore. That is what is so troubling to me. I never thought that the politics would invade medicine, research medicine, but it has. It clearly has. As Lancet has finally admitted to this morning. I mean, this is horrible. And this is the state of what's happened. And people, you know,
people don't
know
what to believe
with themselves.
They don't even know if they can trust their doctors. It depends on where the doctors get their information.
Horrible. It's horrible.
It is. And it isn't going to help you or people who believe what you're trying to do.
All
right. So that's the update.
It's not going to help. I mean, the fact that people would let politics affect the health of humanity is just
unbelievably
troubling.
Welcome to 2020. Yeah, welcome to 2020. All right, more coming up. There are discussions galore of COVID and what's happening, what's changing, and what you need to know. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. With a reminder, as we talk about the COVID, one of the things that Ken and other doctors have said is beware of your weight. Those people who have an elongated, if you will, or elevated BMI, or they're just obese, overweight people are more susceptible to this disease, but they're more susceptible to everything, never mind the COVID thing, which seems to be modifying itself somewhat now. But here we have people who are dying, dropping. What's Ken said? You've never seen an obese 90-year-old. Well, I guess think about that, and you think about where you want to be in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. You want to be healthy, or you want to be dead? Weight loss stories galore at the Calitrin's website, toploss.com. So go check it out. If you want to look better and feel better, you get results that are verified. And we talk about science. Ken's just talking about science. Yeah, the science of this goes back 24 years, and the success rate goes back that far as well. Trust the science. Do your own research. Nose around. Look at the sites. Worth your while. You're trying to lose weight the healthy way, the smart way. It's a slow process, but you lose the weight and you keep it off. That's why this is the most successful natural weight loss item in the world. Calitrin. Website, toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV, and you want to pay for shipping, and you'll be able to buy three and get three free. It is a 6-month program. When you take the product and you use it religiously every day for 4 or 5, 6 months, not only do you lose the weight, but you get your body tuned in to how you keep it off. So this is the time. Let's get to it. Go to toploss.com. It's the only way you can get this online. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Back with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Check out our podcast every week with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack at gooddayhealthshow.com. It turns out tens of thousands of people are listening every week to these podcasts because they're informative and they're entertaining, they're important. So Ken, going through all of the work that he does every week, the COVID thing stands at the top of all these journals. The plasma, we talk about blood plasma here that helps people recover or doing PRP, PPP, what is that stuff?
Well, called? We can talk about the plasma. No, we need to talk about the vaccine update, but we can go to the plasma. This is the blood plasma of people who have recovered, Doug, from the new coronavirus infection. This may help critically ill COVID-19 patients recover. You have to realize that about 80% of people have minimal illness, and about 20% have the worst illness you can imagine. The severe form of this, no one wants to get near. It ravages the body from head to toe. And in this new study reported this week, 25 sick patients who have the severe form were given plasma transfusions, 19 improved, and 11 left the hospital. None of the patients had side effects from the transfusion.
So where does the plasma come from?
From people who previously were infected and survived.
So they give their blood, and from that comes the plasma? Or is it,
well, there's antibodies in the plasma.
But how do the doctors get a hold of the plasma? Do they ask people to give blood?
You go and you donate it. You go to your blood bank. For example, hypothetically, you've had COVID-19. Now you want to donate your plasma because it has antibodies in it. And then that plasma is transfused to people who have the severe form in the intensive care unit, on the ventilator, close, near death, and this has actually saved some people. So this is really good news. Comes out of the American Journal of Pathology this week.
Let's see if we can find some good news as we continue in a few moments with a focus on where the vaccines are and how fast they're going to get here. That's up next on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. Doug Steffen here. Dr. Ken practices both at his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida, and you can also connect with him via the telemedicine route, which is new. It's been sort of perfected through all of the COVID. I don't call it COVID anymore. I call it the Chinese virus. But the bottom line here is that you can consult with Ken no matter what your ailment, what your illness, what your question. That's a good way to do it. Call the office and see if you can find some time for a telemedical connection to Ken at 352-735-1400, okay? 735-1400, local number in Florida, area code 352. So, again, 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology to have that connection that's so important to somebody you can trust. So, the vaccines. You know, a lot of conversation this week about the vaccine.
Before we go to the good news with the vaccines, yeah. I noticed that you call it the Chinese vaccine. Yeah. Isn't it interesting?
No, Chinese virus.
The Chinese virus.
Well, I was calling it the CCP virus, but nobody knew what I was talking about when I say, I have to explain every time it's Chinese Communist Party, so instead I just call it the Chinese virus.
You call it the Chinese virus. It's curious that it didn't affect most of the big major cities in China.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
I was hoping you'd answer that for me.
Well, I don't believe a word. I don't know that that's true. I don't know whether the people in Beijing weren't affected by it or Shanghai or Hong Kong. I mean, you can't trust the damn thing that the Chinese say. I don't believe a damn word that they say. Nothing. So, in fact, the people that report from the Epoch Times, which is the Chinese news agency in America of expats that lived in China and they're journalists, reports that whatever number you hear from the Chinese government, whether it's infections or deaths or whatever, multiply it by 10 to 40 times. So they figure 2 to 3, maybe 4 million people have died in China of this, and nobody knows. They have mass graves. You know, we were talking last week about them going around Wuhan and apartment buildings that had metal doorways. They were welding them shut, and doors that were wood, they were nailing them shut, so people that were in the buildings had to stay in the buildings. They gave them food through windows and stuff, but people were not allowed to leave these buildings for at least a week or 10 days because the virus started spreading again as quickly as it did. And once again, nobody's reporting it. So I don't believe a damn, as I said. I said it three times. I made my point.
So you think it has affected their big cities?
Of course it has. It's affected every big city in the world. So why are they going to be any different? Are they got a special spray for it? I mean, let's face it. They developed this, and whether they intentionally were going to do what they did or not, it got out through the food market or whatever the heck it was. But they also, the Mossad has said, they tracked a courier, carrying the virus in a case that was supposed to go to Tehran, left Wuhan, and instead of going to Tehran or directly, they flew via Milan, and it wasn't secure. So that's how the Italians got the bad dosage of it, because it got out when the guy got to the airport in Milan. And then we're back to Tehran. You know, the Iranians haven't told you the truth about how many people have got it over there either. But, you know, that's the, again, we have the one-sided news system in this country, and people aren't looking for the truth. They're not looking for facts. They're looking for angles. And so, you know, that's, we just don't know. It's going to be, it's not laughable. It's a dangerous situation. We don't know. We really don't know what's going on in the world for a number of reasons, because you got people like these creeps, these crooks that run the Chinese government, and then you got people in the news media that are grinding up their acts. And so where do we get information? It's hard to get, hard to follow. All right, I promised a vaccine update. We'll have that in a moment as we continue another half hour with Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some of the federal troops moved into the Washington, D.C. area because of protests over the death of George Floyd are now moving in the other direction. Politico is reporting that Defense Chief Mark Esper has ordered hundreds of soldiers to head back to their home bases. The active duty troops are members of the 82nd Airborne Division. Meanwhile, Democrats on Capitol Hill are moving to limit a president's authority under the Insurrection Act. A bill introduced yesterday would require the president to talk to Congress before using revising that law. It would also put a two-week limit on the act unless lawmakers provide an extension. The president did say he would send the military into cities to stop violent demonstrations. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says Trump threatened to use a slavery-era law to silence calls for justice. This is USA Radio News.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Trump will visit the state of Maine today. He has quite a full agenda there. He's expected to arrive in Bangor for a meeting to discuss commercial fishing before then heading to Guilford. And once there, the president will be touring Puritan Medical Products, a factory that's responsible for making the cotton swabs that are used to test people for coronavirus. There are concerns about protests during his visit, but Governor Janet Mills and members of law enforcement say they're urging people to make their voices heard, but to do so peacefully. A major medical journal is retracting a study that found the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine did more harm than good in treating COVID-19. The Lancet reversed course on the finding after flaws in data, according to a follow-up. The study initially concluded that the drug never really did do any benefit for COVID-19 patients. President Trump has touted the drug as a possible coronavirus treatment, despite some other studies that also show it had no real benefit. And a new peak of atmospheric carbon dioxide levels is being observed at a government facility in Hawaii. Researchers from NOAA and the University of California said the Mauna Loa Observatory reached the new high last month when levels were as high as 417 parts per million. They say it's the highest monthly carbon dioxide level ever recorded. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, let's get back to work here. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on this portion of Good Day Health, the vaccine update. Let's not put people off anymore. I think there are a number of things, at least from I've heard. You and I haven't talked about this week, but I've heard from some other sources that there are a number of things that look like they're promising.
Yes, let's talk some good news. So there are about 120 vaccines, Doug, in the works across the world, of which at least 10 currently are already undergoing human trials. The front runner, which we talked about in mid-May, is from Moderna Incorporated. That's not too far from where you are.
Yeah, down here, Mr.
They announced in mid-May that they were already generating an immune response in phase one trial subjects. They started stage two trials for its vaccine candidate and is planning to start the final phase of trials, the phase three, as early as July. And for the phase three trials, the final stage of vaccine development, about 30,000 people will be enrolled, mostly from the age group of 18 to 55 years. And for what it's worth, this week Dr. Fauci stated, this is a quote from Dr. Fauci that I pulled, he says, a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine could be available by early 2021.
There you go. All right, whether he's become a political animal, too, for his own survival, it would seem so. Hopefully what he's telling us is the truth. You know, you're mentioning Moderna. They have two offices or two research facilities, one's in Cambridge and one's here in the community where I live, Framingham. And it's interesting because this is sort of a lightning. This town is such an interesting, diverse community. I'm so thankful I grew up here and that I live here and probably will maintain residence here for the rest of my life. The activity, the Framingham Heart Study is here, a lot of men, and there are a lot of corporations that are headquartered here for whatever reason, who knows. But Moderna, finding a cure, the disease started in a way because a company called BioTech, which is another medical outfit, research outfit, had a convention early this year in the big hotel here in Framingham, the Sheraton Terra, and people came from all over the world. There was COVID in the hotel during the convention, and then they went back to wherever they came from. And it was a tremendous, when you saw people going back out of this thing as it just got started, the spread of the disease because of the people who were here getting it was amazing. So I find we were at the beginning of it, and now we're at the solution of it here in this community. Very interesting. All right, let's get to some other, right? We've got to do you were talking about good stuff, the COVID thing and how less there's apparently the strains are weaker, but that doesn't change, you know, the reality. We keep talking about obesity, and now there's a focus on children who are obese. What's the story with their risk here of COVID?
Well, this comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the pediatrics version this week. The news is that obese children with COVID-19 may be at increased risk for the serious case. And what we know about children age 2 or older who meet the criteria for obesity, they're 3 times more likely to require a ventilator to treat their disease than those who have a healthy weight. But fortunately, the vast majority of children with COVID-19, mom and dad, more than 90%, experience mild to moderate illness with few, if any, symptoms. So fortunately, in the younger folk, the severe form of this is not common.
All right. So I'm trying to relate here the drop in ER visits. I had the requirement this week. You know, I had my endoscopy done, and I couldn't get it done in a hospital. And I think this study sort of speaks to that. I had to go to a clinic that specializes in endoscopies rather than go to the hospital, which is where the doctor did it last time and where he wanted me to go this time. Is it still, the COVID thing is still jamming up the hospital so that they can't do regular work, or is that lightening up?
It depends what state you're in. It's determined by your governor. But the irony is there's been so many unintended consequences of the virus and our response to the virus. And one of the big justifications for how we responded in March to the virus was that the projections were that the hospitals would be overwhelmed with patients and wouldn't be able to handle all of them, so we had to make these major adjustments. And the irony is that another one of the unintended consequences is that the visits to hospital emergency rooms in America have dropped by a whopping greater than 40% so far in 2020 compared to the same period last year. The statistics indicate that a significant number of Americans may have delayed or declined emergency care because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And what we also see is inpatient, where patients are coming in for illnesses in March and April, at least around where we are, the hospitals were incredibly empty, and they're just beginning to get back to where they would normally be this time of year. And elective procedures for a while in almost all hospitals in towards mid-March, the beginning of April, were stopped because we were saving protective equipment for potential COVID-19 patients. And the reason why you're not doing it where you were is because where you're living, there you must not yet be doing elective procedures in the hospital.
Well, I think it depends on the hospital and who owns it and how much pushback they're willing to give to the government, frankly. Because the state government here, you know, they've been right and been wrong, like the feds. They're just, we're in new territory here. All right, we've still got a couple of other COVID things I want to cover, and then as time allows, some other news that you've researched here. This Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. The one of the things Ken says all the time is to stay healthy, you got to get a good night's rest. And in order to get a good night's rest, you got to have your bedroom clean, clear. Get rid of all the devices. Make sure your sheets are nice and clean. Pillows, pillowcases. The ambiance in the room is good and conducive to getting a good night's rest. There's nothing that you can put in your bed or on your bed better than products from this American company called MyPillow that in the last 4 or 5 years especially has grown exponentially because they have such a great product and they know how to sell it, they know how to produce it. Every single thing that they do, every piece of cloth, everything, it's all done in their plant in Minneapolis. So 1,500 people working around the clock for the sheets, the pillows, the pet beds, the towel collection that they have now, the duvet covers, everything at the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, available in this BOGO deal. BOGO means buy one, get one free. So two for the price of one in all the categories I've just listed. Go to Radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV to buy one and get one free. And then financing is available, too, to help you out. There's all kinds of incredible opportunities. Buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If it's been a while since you picked up a new laptop, you need to check out the slim and lightweight VivoBook S14 from ASUS. Featuring diamond-cut edges and textured finishes, and available in four distinct colors, the VivoBook S14 also features a unique Enter key with color-blocked yellow edges. Whether you're a content creator or simply looking for a sleek and reliable everyday laptop, expect powerful performance out of this Windows 10 PC. With the latest 10th gen Intel Core i5 processor, 8 gigs of system memory, and a large capacity SSD to store all your files. And you can sign in fast, securely, and passwordless with Windows Hello. Your ideas, your work, your vision. Bring it all to life on a Windows 10 PC. The ASUS VivoBook S14 brings out the true you, both inside and out. More info is at ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We've been wondering through the course of the spring whether or not the warm weather is going to cause the caseload of COVID to drop. That's something I think that Fauci said early on. Is there any truth to that? What is this study that you're quoting here? What's it suggesting?
Well, the latest news on this comes out of a medical journal called Clinical Infectious Diseases, which was published at the end of May, Doug. And what we learn is that the rate of infections decline as temperatures warm up to 52 degrees Fahrenheit. But reductions beyond that temperature threshold are modest. Also, a higher UV index also slows new cases, but the effect is modest. And rain, you think that has any effect? It does not appear to have any effect. And these results are consistent with what you see worldwide. If we can call them hot spots, not based on temperature, but just based on density of cases. The hot spots formerly were Northern Italy and New York City, all in the Northern Hemisphere. And now the hot spots are becoming Brazil, Peru, and India, all in the Southern Hemisphere. So this goes along with the change.
They're going
in the
into fall now. When I said this early on, when you look at the map, everything was in the Northern Hemisphere and there's nothing in the Southern Hemisphere. And now, because they're going into fall, that's changed.
It's
getting
changed.
Cooler. Yeah, right. Okay, here's one of the outshoots of the COVID, people staying at home, the amount of domestic violence. There's a study of that that's been done this week that came in one of the medical journals. What does it say?
Exactly. More and more unexpected occurrences from what we have done, the treatment to COVID, our response to COVID. This comes out of the Journal of Criminal Justice in May and June. More unintended consequences. Domestic violence cases actually rose after Los Angeles and Indianapolis, where this was studied, introduced stay-at-home rules, Doug, to help stop the spread of COVID-19, or what you call the Chinese virus. Shelter-in-place rules by mandating more time at home, it appears to increase the volume of domestic or intimate partner violence, which thrives behind closed doors.
All right. I'm laughing because it's just so much. The impact of this is so wide, so deep, so thoroughly has affected everybody in one way or another.
And we didn't talk about the effect. We were talking about how obesity is bad for getting the severe form in children. It seems like what we've done by closing the schools is bringing on obesity. If obesity is not a problem already among our young folks. This comes out of Journal of Sport and Health Science that over 1 million more additional American boys and girls are predicted to become obese if coronavirus-related school closures continue through the end of the year.
So the unintended consequences. You know, we're at war with a disease and with a country and with the people who don't, for whatever the reason, like us, agree with us. We all make mistakes, but to have this, the height of this antagonism and anger, you know, not that this has anything to do with medicine, but I have said many times on the various programs I do, I think the Chinese are behind the disruptions that are going on, feeding into the protests and things. And at some point in time, when we have time, we ought to talk about the impact of being shot, for example, by a rubber bullet. People think that doesn't hurt you, but apparently it does. And there, you know, so it doesn't go through your skin, but it still can do some damage. We all know that people get hurt just because you don't have a penetration into your body doesn't mean you're not going to get hurt by some experience you have. I can tell you about that, having fallen off more trucks and tractors in my life, not getting any cuts, but really hurt. So, you know, it's not all as it seems. Dr. Ken continues. As a matter of fact, in a few minutes, time for our weekly update. Questions for Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day Health. Don't forget our podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com, with the best of Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. Questions that come from various sources, mostly listeners, mostly questions that are not always tied, and certainly of late we're all interested in the COVID thing, the Chinese virus, but there are other things going on. But this is not one of them. I'm going back to a question about what the CDC says, Ken, about antibody tests that could be inaccurate half of the time. Why would that be? Do you agree that some of these tests are inaccurate? And if that's the case, why? Is the serum not right? I mean, what would cause the testing? I had a test this past week, and I'm hoping that it was right. It said that I didn't have the virus. So why are there false positives? What the heck's going on?
Well, let's untangle this for a second, because there's so-called serology testing, and that's where we're looking for whether you actually have particles of the genetic material or similar, something antigen, some part, fragment that represents the actual virus. And that's being done by, initially it was done by a swab deep up in the nose, and then a swab that didn't go very far up. Now it's actually done by a spit test. So various ways for looking for particles of the virus to diagnose if you have active infection. And that's the test that you had. You had a little...
I had, yeah.
You had something up your nostril, right?
Yep.
Not too deep,
yeah.
Right. Mm. And they were trying to determine if you have active infection. They don't want to let you in the hospital or wherever you're going to get health care if you have active infection to get everyone else infected. So that's what you had. Now, the other side of this is looking for antibody. Once you have exposure to a virus, your body's immune system reacts and makes antibodies. And we have tests where we can measure different antibodies that your immune system makes. The issue is that we don't yet quite know what these tests mean. We know what we're measuring, but it hasn't been studied extensively yet to know what the amount you need to represent that you actually have immunity, which of the various antibodies that are measured give you long-term immunity. And that's what the CDC is telling everybody, that you don't immediately get your out-of-jail card if you have any antibodies, because it hasn't been studied yet to actually know exactly what it all means.
It's like, hello, more questions and no answers.
Well, it's a new disease. I mean, that's the whole point. And that's why you can make a long list of how wrong. I'm not saying anything personal about Dr. Fauci. I'm just trying to point out, he's considered the expert. And you can make a long list of all of his predictions that were wrong. So this is a new disease. And if anyone tells you they know where it's going, they don't know. It's all speculation.
Right. It's all baloney. Okay.
Well, it's speculation.
Here's something else. Is this speculation or not? Are we to avoid cough syrups if we have the coronavirus? There was something that came out this week. A lot of people were concerned about this cough suppressant that calms a cough. And we certainly know that if you have the Chinese virus, you're going to have a cough. And a lot of people are taking the cough medicines, the over-the-counter cough suppressants, if you will. Is that good, bad, or what's your advice on that? You know, I'm talking about Robitussin, Dayquil, NyQuil, Delsym, Theraflu, that stuff.
I have no issue with a little bit of cough medicine when you have COVID-19. You know, in general, when you have an infection in the lungs, you want to suppress the cough so it's tolerable, but you don't want to get rid of it so much that you paralyze the whole thing, because the cough mechanism will help somewhat clear the infection. So it's a balancing act of making it so you can be comfortable but not overwhelmed so that there's no clearing.
So be careful. Don't overdo it. Is that basically what you're saying?
Don't overdo it.
Yeah. Okay. There's a study this week, this is from a smoker, about smoking, what about cancer? I mean, this seems like kind of a no-brainer, but you want to talk about cancer risk for people who smoke, or whether they smoke every day, once in a while, what's the risk?
Right. Well, it's just important to realize that even if you're smoking just a little, you have a great risk of getting lung cancer. People who regularly smoke, 5 times higher risk of getting lung cancer than those who don't. And then what this study looked at was the fraction of people who just cut that in half by smoking every other day, they only lowered their risk to 4 times higher. This is out of JAMA Network Open.
In other words, you're kidding yourself. That's basically
exactly. Even a few cigarettes a month had a significant increase in lung cancer.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. Check out the podcast every week that Ken does on GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.